So, Mirat Hashem will put together all the puzzle pieces. Finish the perek. V'hinei ha-shemesh v'ha-adam ha-yoser elyon ba'olam. If you remember, we were learning that there are two tracks, really, in terms of two kingdoms that govern in this world. And they correspond to the 365 lo sa'asei, the 365 negative commandments, and the 365 days of a solar year. And the 248 mitzvos asei, the 248 limbs of a person. So we described how the Shemesh is one track of kingship or rulership over this world, and our person is another track. And now we're going to go a little further with this idea. Hinei ha-shemesh va'adam ha-yoser elyon ba'olam hazeh. As we've explained, the sun being the greatest of the natural creations and a human being who has the ability to be even transcendent beyond that are the greatest, the most elyon, the most elevated of this world. Ki ha'olam hazeh yesh bo chomer v'tzura nivdelis. Because this world is made up of, again in the words of the Maharal, chomer and tzura. Chomer again means the raw material, the substance of everything. Tzura, again, is that material once it's been fashioned into something more. So therefore, ha-chomer ha-yoser elyon hu l'shemesh. The greatest physical entity in Hashem's Bria is the Shemesh. Ki yesh lo chomer zach. In other words, it's a chumrius, it's a physical entity, the sun, but it's a chumrius, it's a physicality that is zach, that is very refined, right? It's very spiritual, even though it's a physical item. That's why it's the prime example when the heretic says to Rabbi Akiva, I want to see God. And Rabbi Akiva says, you can't even look at the sun, which is a creation of God. Why use the sun? The fact that you can't look at the sun gives you an indication that it's something spiritual. Just like I can't see spiritual things, I can't see my neshama. Even though I can see the sun, I can perceive the sun, I get the benefits of the light of the sun, and if I glance at the sun, I know it's there, but I can't really look at it for an extended period of time because it's very refined. So it's what he calls chomer zach. It's refined physicality. Umalas hatsura hanevdeles la'adam. So let's pause there. Umalas hatsura hanevdeles la'adam. And the greatest of tsura, the greatest of spiritual refinement in this world is the Adam. V'lakach eilu shnayim heim nechshavim malachim. So that's why, as we've explained, these are both considered to be kings. Mitzad sheheim el yonam benimtzah and b'olam hazeh, because they're the greatest of each category of this world. Again, the sun being the greatest of the physical, the natural world, and a person being the greatest of the pseudo-spiritual world. Va'adam nechshav tzura elanimtzam kulam af el ha-shemesh. And like we said last time, well, the sun and mankind are sort of two tracks of rulership over the world, but in a certain sense, the sun is subservient to Adam, who's able to be lamala min ha-teva. And therefore, the person is the tzura of everything, even the sun. Right? And of course, this is embodied by Avram Avinu, the first Jew, being lifted up above the constellations, beyond the stars, lifted above the heavenly hosts, as if to say, you, as an Adam, have the ability to transcend even the greatest of the natural order. Now this line is really something that the Maharal talks about all the time. It's very, very important to understand that it clearly had a great hashva on Chassidus. And that is that sin comes about from Chomer, not from Tzura. Meaning when I do an Avera, which part of me causes the Avera? It's not my neshama, it's my guf. It's not the refined part of me, it's not the tzura, it's not the ideal self, it's the chomer, it's the unrefined self. It's the fact that I have a physical body. But it's important to realize, and this is really the Pesach to Tshuva as well, the opening to Tshuva, is the recognition that when I sin, it's not really me. Maharal writes elsewhere that all sin is in a certain sense mikra, it's an accident. Is the Maharal trying to absolve us of responsibility? No. The Maharal is trying to say that the real me never would do an Avera. So if Chet comes from what? Comes from Chomer, not from Tzura. Lefichach, therefore, mitzvah lo sase. Shelo yase Chet, hu keneged yemos hachama. So, again, it's a puzzle that the Maharal is putting together for us. If the sun represents the greatest of physicality, and the sun, with its 365 days of a solar year, correspond to the 365 lo sase. So in other words, the defense that we're playing to not do Averos corresponds, as it were, to the sun. It corresponds to Chomer. And therefore, when I do an Avera, it's really because of what? My inability to control my Chomer, my physicality. She'ein ba yitziya min ha-tseder af ki hi gashmis. The goal of the Lo Sa'aseh and the predictability of the sun is that it should maintain its order, even though it's a physical thing. So again, the Maharal is explaining that sin, which is connected to the world of Chomer, is by definition connected to the world of the sun, 365 days of a solar year, 365 lo sa'aseh, trying to help us to maintain the Seder, like we learned about in the two previous shiurim. So therefore, all Jews, men and women, are both obligated in mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, because mitzvahs lo sa'aseh is trying to say to us what? To be in control of your chomer. And men and women are both start off from a place of chomer. Now, look what he writes here. Let's try to understand it well. Women are obligated in lo sa'aseh, all 365 lo sa'aseh, just like men. Af ki madregosim chomri. Even though the madrega of women is chomri. Now, what does that mean, that a woman is chomri? Right, well, it might have something to do with the fact that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is our obligation to immerse our minds and our neshama in the study of Torah, is really a mitzvah upon men, not upon women. Not to say that women can't learn Torah. I know there are women learning with us right now. Right? But there's something about the masculine soul that it's more connected to Tzura as opposed to a woman who's more connected to Chomer. Which is why, again, in the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, a man is connected to the letter Hey, letter Yud. Ish has the letter Yud in it. Isha has the letter Hey in it. The letter Hey rests with his feet on the ground. It represents a certain stability, right? A recognition of physical reality. Men sometimes have very lofty ideas, and it's their wives who help to ground them and to keep them keep their feet planted on the ground. And more than that, the Gemara says that interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Sota that when a woman gets married, a person who marries a woman, ki'ilu yalda, it's as if he gave birth to her. What does that mean? In other words, somehow, a husband, part of his responsibility to his wife, it's not his dominance over his wife, but it's his responsibility to provide for his wife, like a parent providing for a child, the ksuba obligates the man, as he says, harei ha-mikudesh asli, as he sanctifies and is mekadesh his wife, so he takes responsibility for her. And in fact, a man will physically mold his wife, again, without being graphic, but the Gemara understands that when a husband and wife consummate the marriage, so the man, as he removes the signs of her virginity, so he's molding her, he's making her into a kli that is now fit to carry children, to be able to become pregnant. So there's some process of a husband molding his wife, the same way that Chomer, again, represents raw physicality, Teva, the natural world, and the goal is to try to elevate it. So how does that reflect in terms of mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh? Well, because the woman is the akeres habayis, is the stability of the home, so therefore she certainly needs to maintain the seder, she needs to guard the lo saseh, but the Torah exempts her from the burden and the responsibility of mitzvah saseh. Ki mitzvah lo saseh mitzar ha-chomer gamkein v'davar zeh harachtu b'makom acher. The mitzvah lo saseh, again, is reflective of Chomer, and that's true for all human beings. V'ilu mitzvah saseh shahazman grama, but a woman, obviously she's obligated in some mitzvah saseh, but the Torah lessened the responsibility of mitzvah saseh from a woman, specifically in a category called mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. Again, why specifically that category he doesn't address here. But women have less obligation with regard to mitzvah saseh, because mitzvah saseh are rooted mitzar hatzura, are rooted in the concept of tzura, ki atzura hi shleimus ha'adam, v'ashlamaso hi mitzad mitzvah saseh. So again, we have mitzvah lo saseh, which is chomer, we have mitzvah saseh, which is surah. We have mitzvah lo saseh, which corresponds to the sun, 365 lo saseh, maintaining a structure, a stability to the calendar year. We have mitzvah saseh corresponding to the limbs of a person, which are growing and which are changing. And now we're saying that they represent a certain masculine and feminine character trait. V'lo yeh l'cha safek, and at this point, says the Maharal, there should be no doubt in your mind, like I told you earlier, that the numbers are not random. Ki mispar yemos hachama heim shesa, the 365 days of the calendar year, of the solar year, misyachsim mispar yameh l'chama kefi mashahu, connects intricately and intimately to the 365 days of the sun. V'chein masha mispar evari adam heim ramach, and the fact that the human body is made up of these 248 primary limbs and organs. Misyachsim mispar evarv shal adam, kifimashu adam, again corresponds to the essential nature of man, and the 248 mitzvos he's supposed to perform with those limbs. Ve'ein bazeh safek, and again, you should just know, says the Maharal, that the numbers are certainly not random. Now, let's come back to our Sefer. We're learning Tiferes Yisrael. And the purpose of our Sefer is to teach us what? Is to teach us about the greatness of Torah. So obviously, that's what we've been learning about. We've been learning about two categories of mitzvos, mitzvos lo sase and mitzvos sase. We got started with this because, again, this was all rooted in that Gemara in Meseches Makos and Daf Chav Gimel. There are 613 mitzvos. But now let's understand how Torah is sort of the ultimate kingdom. Right? We had a structure here. We started by saying there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of the sun and the kingdom of mankind. And now we've said that mankind is a kingdom that transcends the kingdom of the natural order, representative of the sun and all that is beneath it. But now, the Torah really is the highest framework or structure that contains within it these two tracks. Okay, so let's see those words inside. Says the Maharal, V'kvar amarnu, I've already explained to you, ki elu shnayim ha-shemesh va'adam him bi'osar elyon bolam hasa. The sun and human beings are the two greatest examples of dominion of Olam Hazeh. V'heim bilvad nechshavim malachim u'moishlim olam. These are the two kings that rule the world. Hashemesh hu Moshe u'melech v'shomer ha-seder shalo yishtana k'moshu inyan ha-melech. Just like a king has to control everything beneath his jurisdiction, so too the sun controls. It keeps the order of things. V'adam gam kein melech, and just like a king motivates his people to better themselves, so too an Adam is growing, is changing, has the ability to constantly improve. Hamashlim es ha'am, the king tries to better his people. Kacha Adam mashlim es ha'metzias, so too an Adam is trying to perfect reality as he knows it. However, amnam, asher hu od yoser elyon, but there's something that's above these two kings, and that is asher ba malachim yimlochu, like the pasuk says in Mishle. Pasuk Mishle says, "Be malachim yimlochu," but he's paraphrasing it here. "Ba malachim yimlochu, hi ha Torah, shehu od yoser elyon ba'olam," that the Torah transcends everything. "Uva malachim yimlochu," right, and it rules over the kings. In other words, it rules over a human being, and it rules over the sun. It's the Torah order, it's the Torah framework that is the highest order of all. And therefore, these two kings, the sun and human beings, with their 365 days and 248 limbs, are only understood as they relate to the 613 mitzvos of the Torah. Asher ha'echad inyano built the yetziyah min ha-seder b'madregas lo sasei. Again, Maral is sometimes speaks at length to make his point, but he's reviewing the point, and that is that again, one track is to maintain the order of things, and that is the lo sase, the 365 lo sase of the Torah. Vasheni inyan hashleimus, and the second track is trying to improve, trying to better, moving towards completion. Shehu mashlim hametzias v'mitzvah sase, that's the 248 positive commandments to move us towards. Ki davar zeh ro'i l'Torah, shiyeh bo mitzvahs lo sase. Asher shomer mesaseder shlo yeh over achok, because it makes sense. It's of necessity that the Torah should have lo sase to maintain a structure. Kamo shroy lamelach shu shomer ha'am shlo yetzim and aseder. Vegam yeshva mitzvah sase hamash lemesam kamo amelach shu hashlam asam. Okay, good. So we've got the point down now, very clear. Ve'elu shnei dvar misyachsim alachomer v'atzura, and again, as I've told you, you have sun and you have people, you have chomer and you have tzura. You have physicality, the greatest of physicality being the sun, the greatest of, again, spirituality being mankind with a neshama. V'advarim berurim k'shemesh l'mi shemeven, and these ideas are clear as can be to those who understand what I'm saying. V'erachnu b'makom acher b'peirish zeh, and I explain elsewhere more on this topic. Okay. Klal Adavar, the bottom line is, Ki Hashem Yisbarach Nosan La'odam HaTorah, Shia La'odam HaMayla HaYosra Al-Yona Shehiba Olam. Hashem gave us the Torah to be the greatest of reality, of this world. Because within us is the potential of the sun, and within us is the potential of humanity. We are Chomer and Tzura, I'm body and soul, if you want to call it that. Im Shia Bo HaMayla HaYosra Al-Yona Shelo Yasur Min Asher Nivra Alav El Arav El Pechisus. I have the ability to choose to transcend by not falling into negativity and lowliness, to guard, so to speak, the order with which I was created. And furthermore, as a human being with Torah, I have the ability to improve. Okay, good. So now we conclude, says the Maharal. One more point. Uve Medrash, it's actually a Zohar. Amru kira mach mitzvas asay nasan Hashem yisbarach li Yisrael neged evarav shal adam. Vishisa mitzvas lo sasay neged shisa gidin ba'adam. Says the Maharal, we've been learning the Gemara in Makos, 248 limbs, 365 days in the calendar year. But says the Maharal, there's a Medrash. There's a comment in the Zohar. It's also a Medrash. That says what? That the 248 are the limbs, and the 365 are the sinews that tie together, that attach the muscle to the bone, or bone to bone, or ligament to bone. Again, I don't know exactly how it works, right? But it also maintains a certain skeletal structure within a person. So now we have a Gemara that tells us that the two tracks are the sun and the solar year, and the physical build of man, the 248 limbs. But now we have another version that tells us, no, 248 limbs and 365 sinews. So which is it? How does that work? What exactly does that mean? And is it a contradiction? Says the Maharal, V'gam ha-medrash hazeh perusho kach. Says the Maharal, there's no contradiction. Rak ha-medrash hazeh nosin ha-kol ba-adam. As opposed to the Gemara, which learns it through the perspective of a physical world and a spiritual man, a spiritual person, corresponding to guarding the order and advancing creation. So you could do the same thing within a person. You know why? Because a person is an olam katan. And therefore within every person is also these two tracks. And therefore you could assign them all to the various parts of the human body. Ki ha'adam hazeh yesh bo davar nivda aloki v'davar shu bilti nivda hu aguf. Because why talk about nature and then human beings, which represent, you know, our soul, which is the essence of who we are, do the same thing within a person. I also have nature, I have a body, and I have Sura, which is my soul. Because a person has 240 limbs, the 248 mitzvah saseh, which reflect the tzelem elokim. Again, if you remember, I learned beautiful remez from Moshe Wolfson, that B'Tselem Elokim is Atria 248, as we've explained. U'keneged zeh, nasin mach mitzvah saseh, amashlim ba'adam. And additionally, nasin lo shesam lo saseh, corresponding to, again, the sinews which tie together the various limbs, connecting the muscles and the various bones and the various parts of the body. The gidin shalo, the sinews of the body, shagidan einon tzu raso shal adam, it's not the essential framework of mankind, but it's a necessary component to keep the body together. Avalheim nosim kiyam leguf adam. Right, it helps to maintain structure the same way that we were learning the 365 days of the calendar year maintain structure. A kiyam below shinoi. Ulafichach heim shesa mitzvas lo sase neged gidin shalo, shagidin einan tsurasa shal adam, while the sinews do not define, again, the essential build of a person. But it still helps to maintain a structure of a person's body. That there shouldn't be a falling apart of the body. It maintains a basic outline of a structure to be filled in by, of course, the more purposeful and meaningful limbs and organs. Concludes the Maharal. So now we have a Gemara and we have a Medrash. Is there a difference? And again, says the Maharal, no, it's just two different perspectives. It's two different ways to say really the same idea. Ve'ein chiluk bein Rabbi Simlai in the Gemara u'bein zeh ha-Medrash. There's really no difference. There's no machlokas Again, between Rabbi Simla, who says 365 is the sun, 248 is the body, and the Medrash that says 365 are the sinews and 248 are the limbs, is the same thing. Raki ledas, Rabbi Simla, kolam etzios nechshav echad, v'olam nechshav kmo achomer ala adam. Rabbi Simla prefers to use the mashal of the world being the body, so to speak, and the adam being the soul. V'adam hu shlemas v'tzuras kolam etzios. Right? The world, in a certain sense, if you think about it, it's an interesting mashal. The same way that my neshama fills my body, so human beings fill the physical world, and it's our job to direct the world. So according to the Gemara, the Torah is reflected through the two tracks of the Shemesh and the Adam. And according to the Medrash, ha'adam mitzius nivda la'atzmo shakul neged hakol. If I want, I could just look at a person. Because after all, as the Maharal tells us in many places, and Chazal already had such an idea, a person is called what? An olam katan. So I can call my body the best of teva, I can call my soul the best of tzura, the best of refined physicality, and they work together to complete the universe. V'roi lahavin dvarim, elu shem dvarim gedolim od. Maharal concludes the parak by saying, I know I've said a lot to make this point, but you should realize these are very deep ideas. I want to say more, but I really can't say too much more about this because I'm really revealing unbelievable secrets. V'im shem yosar amukim, even though there's more to say, it's much deeper than what I've told you, but a lot for us to already think about. Aval ha-devarim ha-elu ein safik behem l'mi sheyeda l'havin divrei emes v'yosar. One who studies deep secrets of Torah will understand it in a clear and deep way. V'zbaru od b'makom acher, and I've explained it elsewhere in the Nesiv ha-emuna. And again, if you look in his writings on Maseches Makos and the Chidushei Agados, he has even a further arichas on this idea. V'akol shoresh echad emes, and it's all, again, one idea for us to understand. And that is, Geza Tzedek, Yotzi Mepardis HaChachma, V'od Yisbar, and I myself will explain a little more in Perek Zayin and Perek Yud Beis. But again, let's not lose in all the depth and all the beauty and all the clarifications of the Maharal. Let's not lose the main point. And the main point is that when we have the opportunity to be Osek B'Torah, we have to understand, Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Slo Saseh. We're trying to maintain a certain standard by which we were created, and we're trying, as we learned in the previous Prakim, to advance the world, to move towards greater perfection. And again, all of that is embodied in Chomer and Surah, in the sun and a person, the 365 days and the 248 limbs, or again, even within a person himself, we have these two tracks. And we have to understand that every bit of our body and every bit of the Bria and every single day is calling out to us and inviting us to try to elevate it and to try to elevate ourselves. Okay, so it's a deep parak. It's not the easiest parak in the whole Sefer. But Amir Tashem, next time we'll continue a new topic in Parak A, and that is, why did Hashem give us so many mitzvahs? And how do so many mitzvahs give us so many opportunities to grow close to Hashem? So Amir Tashem, Tuesday night, 9 p.m., we will continue with the fifth parak.